So Emma John is our TV reviewer. She joins me now. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's your lockdown viewing been going?
Oh, I've just basically, that's all I've been doing, that and puzzling.
Okay, well, talk to me about the puzzling. Let's do some puzzling criticism first of all. What sort of size puzzles are you doing?
Well, I would say if you're going to tackle a 1,000-piece puzzle, don't go for one with a lot of lines and not a lot of kind of detail, because that's where I'm at the moment. And it is doing my head in.
What's the picture?
I've had it for a couple of days. It's a really kind of abstract picture of a woman standing in a bookshop.
Uh-huh. So are there lots of books?
A lot of books, and they all kind of look the same.
Do they have titles, though? Like, do you see books that you recognise?
Not really. It's very painterly. It's a New Yorker cover, so it's very... Yeah, it's very impressionistic and quite loose and sketchy, and it's just, I started to feel a bit sort of motion sickness yesterday. I had a little lie down, a little bit of a mini break.
Is the husband welcome to take part? Like, can he drop in and help you out, or some people discourage it?
No, he said it's not his thing. But my sister's in my bubble, and she's the puzzle master, and she, I said, I'm in over my head, so she came over to help me. You get a little bit sort of proprietorial over it, though. Oh, I'm going to do that bit.
Do you still do puzzles the way they taught us when we were younger, which is to start at the corners and sort of work your way along the edges first?
Yes, and my sister taught me that. I wasn't doing that. I was just all over the show, and she said we had to go right back to basics and do the frame first, then kind of work inwards.
Okay. Any other puzzle thoughts, listeners? Feel free to send them to 21 2101 is our text number. I'd love to hear from you. Emma John is technically here to review TV. Just before we get to your shows, Emma, can I ask you, have you seen the show that we are loving at the moment, Ray Donovan?
I watched that a long time ago, years ago.
We just discovered it.
A long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, we saw the 7th season it come on Neon, so we thought, oh yeah, we've heard of this, a fair bit over the years, and we've given it a go. And man, we're really enjoying it.
Okay. Oh well, I might pick that one up again. I think I watched maybe the first 2 seasons.
Oh yeah, we just finished the first 2 seasons, so.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
It reminds me of.
It's great.
He is. It's kind of indulgent, you know. He's like impossibly cool and tough, and there's like way too much violence. But you know, it's all in LA, and everyone's beautiful, and the plot is really strong, and the characters and the acting are very, very strong.
Right.
Really love the actors in it. Anyway, that's my little review. Yeah. What do you have for us?
Fantastic. Okay, so there's so much good stuff at the moment, but I wanted to pick out a few little obscure ones. I quite like doing that, funny ones that are a bit tucked away.
Yeah.
So one that's been around for a little while on TVNZ On Demand is called Cuda, and it's set in Papakura. It's a 5-part, originally it was a web series, I guess you could say, and it centres around Billy John, who's had enough of life in Cuda and has decided to make it big in the Gold Coast. It's great. It's a great little show. The show's creators are Vince McMillan and James Watson, won the TVNZ New Blood competition back in 2018, and they were given $100,000 from TVNZ and NZ On Air to turn the plot, the pilot, into a series.
So just to clarify, Emma, is it fiction or non-fiction? Is it like a doco or is
fiction,
it scripted?
Sorry, it's fiction. And it's beautifully shot by Tim Flower. The montage shots are especially captivating. It was really refreshing to see a specific pocket of South Auckland as not just a backdrop for the story, but really central to it and
Great.
The identities of the characters. It just made me think a lot about all the very many stories of New Zealanders there are that are waiting to be told.
Yeah.
And, you know, the importance of having more diverse stories being written and, of course, most importantly, commissioned. Fantastic performances, so much talent. You know, it made me kind of crack a tear, that final episode. It's lovely. Everybody should watch it. And they're short episodes. I think each one's about 8 minutes long, so not a big, you know, you're hooing through it. It's not a big time commitment, but it was absolutely lovely.
Did you get the feeling it was scripted, or is it more of a kind of an ad lib vibe?
I think it was scripted. If something's well scripted, it will feel like it's ad libbed. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
I always think when people are like, oh, those actors have just ad-libbed it, it's like that you're kind of doing a disservice to the writers.
Like The Office, for example, right?
Right, exactly, which everyone thought was ad-libbed, but it was really tight. Very tightly scripted.
Yeah, I think Ricky Gervais allowed himself to ad-lib, but everyone else had to hit their mark exactly.
Right. Yeah, for sure. It's lovely. People should definitely watch it.
Great recommend. It's called Kura, K-U-R-A.
Yes, Kura. Another one I've watched, which is kind of polarizing, is called, I don't know if you've seen it, it's called Dave. And it's
I've only seen it. I've seen the name, but I know nothing about it.
Yeah, so it is, it's American, and it's co-created by and starring a rapper comedian called Dave Bird, and his kind of comedy character is called Lil Dicky. And Lil Dicky has a lot of success online with his comedy rap videos, and this is kind of, he has since 2013, and this series is a fictionalized version of Lil Dicky, which sounds weird because obviously he's not real, but so it's sort of about the life, his life around wanting to become a rapper, and he's a kind of white suburban neurotic guy in his late 20s, he's convinced that he's potentially one of the best rappers of all time. It's him playing himself, and it's this concept of this awkward white Jewish guy trying to break into rap. It's a great premise, and it's full of really snappy dialogue and well-orchestrated cringy moments. He's a great comic protagonist, kind of a little bit like David Brent. He doesn't have any kind of self-awareness or inner critic, and he's got this sort of infallible self-belief that he really is the most talented rapper of his generation. And it's sort of mortifying and beautiful to watch him try to convince his girlfriend and flatmate that he might actually be talented. So it's great and it's funny, but some of it is, it's like it needed a locker room humour pass. Like they needed to kind of just go through it and just sweep out some of the sort of tone-deaf comedy moments. And I was just sort of trying to work out who the audience was, and I don't think I'm the audience. I think it's probably suited to kind of young guys, maybe.
Yeah. So are you saying that there is a lot of locker room humour, or they should have just relaxed and put more locker room humour in?
No, I'm saying there's quite a bit to the detriment of the show, where it was just like, that took a funny turn, you know, and just that thing of where it kind of becomes... where I think it's sort of a slightly lazy, and it's like it's almost like hipster sexism, where it's like, okay. And, you know, if you don't laugh at the joke, it's like, oh, no, you're not cool, rather than the fact that it's like, oh, that's just kind of a lazy gag. I think you could have gone back and tried a bit harder there.
Yeah. Has it been reviewed well around the world? I don't suppose you
looked. I think it's okay. He's got a big following online, it didn't quite get there for me. It was like, you know, when you're really rooting for the show and you're like, oh yeah, this is a cool idea, I like this, and it just doesn't quite land. That would potentially be how I'd describe it. Yeah.
Okay. Have you got a good one for us then?
Yes. High Maintenance. So have you seen High Maintenance?
No.
Okay. So that is on Neon. It started off on Vimeo back in 2012, and you had to pay to watch the first series. And it's about...
Wow.
And I think I did pay to watch it. It was amazing. I think it was $5 or something like that. Well spent, definitely. It's set in New York, and it centres around a character called The Guy. We only know him as The Guy, and he's a cannabis courier. Mm-hmm. And he delivers his product all around his clients in New York City. And each episode focuses on a different character, and their lives somewhat intersect with The Guy. So some episodes you'll see a lot of The Guy, and some episodes you'll barely see him. He'll be like in very briefly in one scene, just dropping off the weed. And so each episode is all about a different set of characters and just a little vignette or snapshot into their lives. And it's fantastic. It's sort of fascinating and surprising, And the one thing they've all got in common is that weed is their vice.
Yeah, so it's kind of, that's the only thing that links the stories, or is there a kind of like
that's
a little
right. Yeah,
arc
no,
going on as
no,
well?
Well, only very slightly, which takes a little bit of getting used to, because you kind of, I guess the arc or the uniting thing is the guy, but he, you know, sometimes they'll go off on a little storyline for him, but it won't actually resolve or go anywhere, because I think it really is meant to be like, well, you know, that's life. Things don't always have a resolution. Yeah, and it's so cool. It's just beautifully shot, really loosely shot. And the guy that plays the guy, whose name is Ben Sinclair, so it was his concept, and it's created by him and his ex-wife, Katya Belfield. He's fantastic. His performance is just super low-key and really cool. And, yeah, it's a great watch. And there's loads of them. So they've just dropped the new season now from 2020. So there's four seasons, and each one's quite a big season.
So plenty to watch, because it goes back, as you said, back to, what, 2012 or something?
2012, yeah. And then honourable mentions, just quickly. I've only just started watching it, Unorthodox on Netflix.
Yeah, I've heard great things about that. What's the basic
Amazing.
Premise?
So an Orthodox Jewish woman escapes her kind of her Orthodox life in New York City and goes to Berlin and sort of tries to make her way there. I've only watched the first episode. It's fantastic, really captivating, yeah.
Very good. Hey, Emma John, thank you for those recommendations.
Yes.
Kura
Thanks
sounds
so
fantastic.
Much,
yeah,
thank
Kura,
you.
Dave, and High Maintenance Cheers is what Emma's been talking about today.